This is Dakota Datebook for June 25th. On this date in 1876, 6-year-old Red Fox was camped near the Little Bighorn when the 7th Cavalry arrived. Red Fox outlived Custer by nearly 100 years. He attended the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania, gaining skills in writing and public speaking. In 1893, he joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show and toured the U.S. and Europe for years. During a 1905 performance in London, he famously scalped King Edward VII. After the tours ended in 1910, Red Fox moved to Hollywood, appearing in 107 Western films, mostly silent. Red Fox also served in the U.S. Navy during the Spanish-American War and the Boxer Rebellion. He later worked as an interpreter for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. In 1932, he moved to Corpus Christi, Texas. Over the next 40 years, he visited schools wearing full regalia to teach children about Plains Indian culture. His stories captivated students. Red Fox hoped to counter stereotypes of Native people seen in movies and on TV. In 1968, the superintendent of the Wahpeton Indian School saw Red Fox on Fargo television and invited him to speak. Students and staff were moved by his insight and respected his ability to speak of their families and traditions, even without knowing them personally. His goal was to guide Native children toward a strong and positive path in life. In 1971, McGraw-Hill published The Memoirs of Chief Red Fox, written on 14 school tablets. The book became a New York Times bestseller. Red Fox appeared on The Tonight Show, The Today Show, David Frost, and Dick Cavett. Though some questioned his authenticity, many, including University of North Dakota Indian Studies professor Greg Gagnon, saw Red Fox as a powerful and admirable figure. Gagnon wrote, "Red Fox was a fascinating Oglala Lakota, whose memoirs reveal the kind of man we all admire and should emulate." Red Fox died in Corpus Christi on March 1, 1976, just shy of his 106th birthday. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.